There are relatively few declared candidates for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Republican Mel Martinez next year. Former House Speaker Marco Rubio has filed papers for the office on the GOP side. There are three Democrats, all from the Miami area, who have also declared. Congressman Kendrick Meek, North Miami Mayor Kevin Burns, and State Senator Dan Gelber from Miami Beach. Gelber served the last few years as the leader of the House Democrats in Tallahassee and made a name for himself for his pointed criticisms of former Governor Jeb Bush. We spoke with him Saturday while he was in Tampa at a meet-and-greet at the Trey Amici Coffee House in Ybor City. We began our interview by asking him about his relationship with the other well-known Democrat in the race, Kendrick Meek, who is already raising large amounts of money and receiving key endorsements for the nomination.
We've always been very friendly to one another. We share a lot of the same principles, and I have a lot of respect for him. I have an immense amount of respect for his mother, whose seat he has now in the Congress. We always get along, and we had breakfast before the race began together. And my hope is that, and expectation is that we'll get along just fine. We may not be the only guys in the race. We may not be, there may be women in the race. There may be people from all over the state. It's an open seat, and I expect it'll draw a lot of attention.
If Charlie Crist gets in, which I guess we're going to know in a couple of months, does that change anything for you?
It doesn't change anything for me. Frankly, I think a governor's got to figure out what he wants to do, and I don't think he's going to get in. I think it would be, I think he probably recognizes that the issues facing our state are so deep and are so vast right now and unprecedented that it would be pretty hard to sort of leave the helm in the middle of this hurricane that we're facing. So I don't know that he, I don't think he's going to, but I'm running and I'm excited about it. It's a chance to really meet people, introduce yourself to folks across the state, and that's what I'm doing right now.
It's interesting you say that with all the issues that Florida does have that the governor wouldn't leave. I've heard some Republicans actually say, and maybe not the governor's closest allies on the Republican side, that they see a storm coming. You just mentioned hurricane, you know, coming in the next year or so, where it's going to be much worse than it is even now in terms of the budget deficit and the like, and that the governor will simply want to move off and go to D.C. and let somebody else handle that.
I don't buy that. I'm friendly with the governor. I don't think he's a right-wing ideologue. I think he has some pretty good sensibilities, and I share a lot of his views. So I don't believe we should define ourselves as hating each other simply because we may be of a different party or even maybe competing against each other. That said, I'm not one of those people that wants him to go. Not just because of this race. I just think the challenges our state are facing right now are so deep. We're in the middle of not just stormy waters, unprecedented waters. And I think he probably recognizes the need to stay at the helm of the ship rather than sort of abandon it for another race 24 months after he was elected. I don't think he's going to do that.
Let's talk about what's going on in Florida right now. The legislative session just began, of course, a lot to do in a couple months. Let's talk about education for a moment. The education union wants to is promoting this idea of a sales tax, 1 cent sales tax for 3 years to get more funding for education. What's your thoughts about that?
I think we need to determine how much money we're going to spend on education, and we're not spending enough. We've cut education so much over the last 2 years, and we weren't spending a lot to begin with. People always say the answer isn't to throw money at the problem, but of course, we're not throwing anything at the problem, and you're seeing it. I've got two kids in the public school, a third next year, who will be in kindergarten, and you can see cuts that are really impacting the quality of life for a child and their opportunities. My third grader lost her science lab. There are no parent-teacher conferences. There are certain other programs in the schools that are being cut, things that parents really hope that their children would have the advantage of and the benefit of are going to be gone. And I think the very worst thing you do in a recession or even in a depression is cut education dollars in K-12 or higher ed. People want to increase their opportunities, and that's the time to invest in your workforce so that you can withstand perhaps a prolonged economic downturn.
Let's talk about taxes, whether it's internet or bottled water or cigarettes. Do you think something like that will happen this session?
I hope so. I hope that we adopt new revenue sources that create more fairness in the tax code. You know, for instance, our cigarette tax is one of the very lowest in the country. We're about third or fourth from the bottom, and we're not a tobacco state like the other ones that are that low. So there's no reason for Florida to be 45th or 46th in its cigarette tax. So we ought to increase that just because you get about $1 billion you could use in healthcare or education. And it'll also decrease use, which is a good thing. Think of it as a use fee, if you want, rather than a tax, because it does have some detrimental cost in healthcare. I think there are things we can do in our tax code to equalize the tax burden, and that will also fund education. I mean, think about this. Florida is, by all indexes, a low-tax state, but it has a tax crisis because of its inequities. So if we just simply create more equity in the tax burden, not on middle-class folks, not on the folks that are spending money, but just on those special interests that seem to be getting a free ride, we'll have enough funds to increase education and withstand this economic downturn.
Governor's mentioned reform on property taxes. He didn't really talk about it in a State of the State the other night, but have you seen some of those ideas he's floated out there, and what are your thoughts about them?
We need equity in property taxes. You can't have neighbors with vastly different tax burdens, and that's the problem with Florida. We have almost a pyramiding scheme where newcomers and recent home buyers pay more taxes than people who have been here for 10 or 20 years. The answer isn't to increase the taxes on people, but it's to diminish the taxes on the new folks. And in fact, one of his proposals does that. The question is whether it's going to take money out of education at a time when we can't afford to do that. So I'm not sure now is the very best time to start doing all sorts of tax breaks. But if it reaches tax equity, which is very important, then it's probably something we need to think about right now, because the only way we're going to reform Florida's tax code is if we create equity before we try to deliver relief.
Development. I don't know if you saw that recent article in The New Yorker about the Ponzi state, yes. They called it. But yet we see some legislators saying, well, that's what we do well, and we need to streamline regulations and get more development going on. And there's a lot of concern about that. What are your thoughts about that?
You've got to be careful on development. You don't want to overdevelop areas. And if you're reducing some of the impediments to development to advance smart development and progressive development so that it's in the urban areas, it is more concentrated and we don't have the sprawl that has been really the problem with Florida. That's a good idea. But if all it is a way to, you know, exploit development without any thoughtfulness, without any kind of thinking about the next generation, not just the next day, then it's a bad idea. And I think the problem with some of the bills going through the House right now is they started as ideas that were advancing a progressive and wise development goal, but I think they're quickly going to be warped into something that isn't necessarily so good for the long term. You don't want to do something in Florida to get us out of this mess that creates a bigger mess in a few years, and that's something everybody should be mindful of.